Chapter 14, Importance of Inventory. Now we have come to a process where the items are being purchased, the items are being issued to the respective departments, and after issuing we have some stock lying with us. The process of understanding how this inventory should be taken will be explained in this particular chapter. The objectives: what is inventory and why is it necessary in the food and beverage department, the various methods used by the food stores to control the cycle of production, the various processes involved in the cycle of control. Introduction. Inventory is preferably arranged at the end of every month in all the stores of the hotel, but definitely at the end of the financial year. The process is termed as stock taking. The physical stock of all items in each store is counted, weighed, measured. It is recorded and valued in the inventory book. So what we are trying to understand here is that whatever items have been purchased and there is a stock lying with us, so this stock needs to be checked. So the process of checking the stock is in some languages, in some other system languages, called as stock taking or the basic language. So let's understand the physical item, each item which is kept in the store. What is the unit of measurement of that? How much have we purchased? What is the expiry of this product? All this system is checked at the time of stock taking, and these items are then counted properly to ensure and understand that are we falling overshot, are we having undershot of inventories, do we have inventory in place to give to the respective departments, and all the items are to be recorded properly. The inventory consists of, these are different areas how the inventory consists of: raw materials, work in progress, finished goods. So whenever we receive any, let's understand if we have received a tomato ketchup, so how much have we received tomato ketchup? Is it going to be used for food production or for the work in progress? After finishing, what is the product lying with us? Another example I can give you is about garments. So we receive garments, for example, we receive, here we have buttons, we have fabrics. After this, all given to the production department for doing a shirt. So when they're doing, that's a work in progress. So they will make a garment for this, they'll make a shirt, they'll put buttons, everything, and they make an appropriate shirt ready. This shirt is then considered as a finished goods. Requirement for inventory. The stores team, the storekeeper should be well organized. The person who controls the stores is called as a storekeeper. He plays a very vital, important role right from the product which comes into the store. It is important that goods received and issued during the month are correct recorded. Whatever items comes in, there is a manual register or there is a system where the storekeeper has to receive these items. He has to put entry in the system key what items are being received. If there is an indent from the respective department, then he has to issue those items to the respective departments. The storeroom balance is kept as accurate as possible. The store should not be overstocked. The items which is received, purchased, issued, and there should be a balance stock. This balance stock has to be verified at every single point of time. Some organizations, they do it weekly, some do it monthly, and some do it quarterly. But it's important that any point of time, the storekeeper should be aware of what items are lying. The store should not be overstocked, meaning which item which is required. So if my consumption as per the chef is around 500 kgs, I need to ensure and understand that I have 600 kgs. 100 kgs I can keep as a lead time to give it to the guest. But any point of time, I should not have around 2000 kgs or 3000 kgs, because this will lead to overstock. Overstock will lead to overvalue, will lead to spoilages and wastages. Relating food cost to stores and purchase department. It's a very vital information that the food cost is in tantrum, is in coordination with the purchase department. What is food cost? Food cost basically to understand at what cost I'm purchasing the items and I'm issuing it to the respective kitchen department. And based on sales, what is my cost coming to? All processes right from the purchase of raw materials to the preparation of foods has to be controlled. So what we're trying to say, if you're receiving around 100 kg of tomatoes, we need to ensure and understand that 100 kg of tomatoes is being used at the kitchen department. This should not be that out of 100 kg of tomatoes, 50 kg or 20 kgs are damaged or spoiled because we have not used the item. This will bring in maximum utility and thereby desired profits. So if I receive around 100 kg of tomatoes and at the rate of 4 rupees, it becomes 400 rupees kg. But out of this 400, if I'm not able to use around 20 kgs, so I'm losing 80 rupees. This 80 rupees will take out from my profit. So it's very important that what items are required, that much item only is issued to the store department, and every single quantity of items is received as a specification and issued to the respective departments. Food purchase and cost. Don't purchase too much. These are the do's and don'ts to ensure and understand that food cost is maintained to increase the profitability of the company. Don't purchase too much. It may be a situation where the vendor, you have ordered a purchase order for around 50 kg of chicken, but the vendor may deliver to you around 70 kgs. So it's your responsibility to ensure and understand that you receive only what is ordered. You can tell the vendor that, please, I don't want this stock, take it back. Because if there is a overproduction, he may give it to you. But at the same time, do you require these stocks? The additional stock is going to cost you money. That's going to be a loss from the profit if you don't control the stock. Don't purchase at high cost, use budgets. Don't purchase the items. You should know what is the product cost in the market. This cost can be ascertained to a market survey report. You have to ensure and understand what is required is on the order and at the right rate. For that, you can do a market survey report. You can check what is the market prevailing rate for a particular product, what is the MRP which is written, are they supplying to as per the MRP. Control quality, weight, taste by adhering to specifications. There is a specific specification which has been laid down. So when you say that you have to receive around 100 pieces of prawns in a packet, you have to ensure that you receive only 100 prawns. Because if you receive around 80 prawns, then you're going to lose money. The size of the prawns will become bigger and you will give it to the guest at the same rate, but at a better quality and better quantity. So you're going to lose. So when you're saying that every single item has to be received as per specification and as per our control quality, adopt competitive purchasing policy. See, ensure that whatever items are being received from vendor, you check from 3 or 4 vendors the rate of the items. Do a comparative study to check who is giving the best quality of the product at the best rate. Maintain positive relationship with the vendor. You have to maintain a very good relationship with the vendors, because there could be a situation where you require, there is a certain party which comes in and you require the materials. If you are in good relation with the vendors, they will supply you product even in the late evenings as per your requirement. But if you are not in good relationship with them, he may say that today I cannot supply to you because I don't have any manpower, I will supply tomorrow, which is going to affect your business. Audit invoices and payments to eliminate graft between purchase agents and vendors. You make the purchase order very clearly with the terms and conditions of quality, quantity, specification and the payment terms. The payment terms has to be defined very nicely, very clearly with the vendor. Are you going to supply them on immediate on cash basis? Are you going to supply, or you need to make a payment in 30 days? Or are you going to make a payment in 45 days? The clear communication between the vendor and the purchase team is important to ensure that the relationship between the vendor and the purchase team and the company is in a good terms and conditions. Food cost and receiving. Avoid thefts, pilferage by receiving personnel. There are situations where the materials are being received from the vendor. For example, I'll give you, you may have an invoice which is saying as 50 kg of rice. But on physical check, it's only 30 kgs. The 20 kg may be billed by the receiver, but actually the material will not come in. So these are the control points we need to ensure and understand there is no theft which is happening. Check both quantity and quality. So whenever a vendor delivers a bag, a sealed bag of 25 kgs, don't assume that the bag is of 25 kgs. You need to check the bag. Sometimes the bag may say 25 kg and you may assume it to be because it's a sealed bag. But when you check the weight, it could be around 23 kgs. So you're going to lose 2 kgs. And if you're ordering in a month around 1000 kgs, you can imagine you have lost 2000 kgs at the rate of 2. Audit receiving methods and procedures. Ensure that all the items have been received as per the protocol. The purchase order has to be in place. A register is there to maintain what quantity and quality is received. Provide facility to check the receipts and scales. You should have a right weighing scale with you. So to check and ensure and understand that the scale is being controlled, it's got a weight and measure certificate. Every item is checked on a weighing scale and then issued to the stores. Store perishable food items without loss of time. There are certain perishable items, especially like, for example, ice, a bag of 10 kgs. But if the ice is received from the vendor and if you don't store the ice immediately in the deep freezer, what will happen? The ice will start melting. So if there is a 10 kg of ice bag, which is costing around 8 rupees a kg, out of 80 kg, you may receive only 8. So you have lost approximately 16 rupees. Another example I can give you of ice cream. When the ice cream is received, you have to store it immediately because the ice cream starts melting. Once the ice cream starts melting, you start losing money over there. So it's very important that you store perishable items, food items without loss of items. Similar examples could be given for chicken, for fresh fishes, for frozen prawns. food cost and storing. Food to place in designated areas. As you receive the materials from the vendor, you need to ensure and understand that there is a designated area where you keep all those materials to check properly. Stored at appropriate temperature, refrigerate, freezer, dry stores. If these items which is directly to be issued, you have to ensure you give it to the kitchen. Once they receive in kitchen, they will store in the right cooler or temperature as per the required degree. If it's frozen, it's minus degree, minus 18 degrees. And if it's a regular temperature, it could be around 0 to 7 degrees for fresh products. Inspect food items daily. After receiving the items, it's not that, especially for the grocery stores, you have to ensure that you check religiously on a daily basis. To ensure, understand that item which you kept on the shelf is of a good quality, you have to check the expiry of the product so that the vendor has supplied you at the right quality and the right expiry period. For example, if the product life is 6 months, you have to ensure and understand that what is supplied to you, you have at least five months shelf life with you. Conditional storage areas to be clean, dry, well lit and well ventilated. The area, the storage area where the items are being stored has right kind of atmosphere. You should have proper light to see the products, and the ventilation plays very important. At the same time, the storage should be controlled so that there is no rodent or cockroach which is coming in. A regular pest control has to be done. Determine responsibility of store employees. The store employees should be told what is the responsibility right after receiving of materials, storage of materials, taking inventory of materials on a regular basis. Food cost and issuing. Record and control food issued from the stores. There is a register or a system which is maintained which shows that what items you have received as per the purchase order, what you are issuing it to the respective chef or the kitchen as per the indent or as per the register what they have. Fix responsibility for authorizing requisitions and issues. Make a responsibility that who is the person who is going to authorize the purchase order. Is it a purchase manager? Is it a purchase clerk? Who is the person who is going to raise an indent? Is it the chef in charge? Is it an executive chef? Or is it going to be a commie one or commie two from the kitchen who is going to raise a requisition? These timelines are very important. These methods of requisition are very important so that the right product is being issued and the responsibility is fixed between the kitchen and the purchase department. Inventory control. Inventory control plays a very important role, as we said, because inventory is money and what is coming in the store is going to cost you. Any single item which is lost, which is damaged or which is expired is going to take out from your profitability. Focuses on location, storage, recording and accounting of inventories. These are different areas of inventory control. Helps you supply inventory to different departments. So if you have an inventory, let's understand if you have order for around 70 kg of a mung dal, so you should ensure that you have the stock, because if there is a requisition from the user department and if you don't have stock, they may not be able to give it to the guest what they want. Keep a record of inventory issued to the concerned department. For this, which you can use a indent register. That indent register which comes from the chef, it has to be signed and you have to issue the materials. Provides prompt and proper service to all concerned department or units. So if the inventory is controlled, you have what your stock is required by the user department, you can issue as the requisitions. Helps maintain inventory at lower cost. You know that you have a right inventory with you, so you don't do an over-ordering. Over-ordering will lead to expire your product or wastage of products. Bifurcates high-value and low-value stock of goods. Once you're doing an inventory control, you know what items are expensive and what items are less expensive. All the expensive items, for example, dry fruits like cashew nuts, which is costing around 1000 rupees a kg, is kept separately apart from sugar, which may be around 50 rupees a kg. Avoids overstocking and understocking of raw materials. It's very important to ensure and understand that you don't have any overstock of materials or less stock of materials. All the items are required to be issued to the user department is available. What is an inventory? In simple words, inventory is stocking of goods. The term inventory management relates to a set of policies, procedures by which an organization determines whether materials will be held in stock and the quantity. It shows an economic value of the asset which is in stock in hand. So whatever stock we have in the system or in the store level, that's called as an inventory. And the process of counting this inventory is called as a stocking of goods and stock inventory. You need to ensure that there is a bin card, there is a ledger available which shows what items are received, what is purchased, what is the issued and the balance. The balance needs to be verified. Verifying this balance is called as an inventory process. Areas of inventory. In inventory in hospitality management with the stores, one is food, raw materials and finished goods. So whatever items are being received, there could be less. If for example you have received mutton, in some companies they process the mutton and they keep. So that becomes a raw material, and once the raw material is processed and given to the guest, it becomes a finished product. Beverages, you'll have a soft drink, soft beverages, you'll have alcohol beverages. Soft beverages are stored separately and alcoholic beverages are stored separately. Alcohol beverages maybe require a permission from an excise department. Housekeeping items are linen, uniforms, cleaning materials. These are required on a regular basis. You need to ensure and understand that these are stored properly and stored away from the food areas. Equipment would be heavy equipment. This could be a vacuum cleaner. This could be a floor cleaning machine. These are stored separately. These items are to be checked properly for their warranties and doesn't get spoiled any point of time. Inventory of non-perishable food stores. You can see from this how these items are being stored. Every year over year these items are stored. It's stored separately. These are non-food items and there is a food item. Food items are stored properly and there is a bin card which is showing that what items are there, what is the quantity available and how much has to be issued. Linen inventory are stored properly separately. Linens are very costly and expensive items. You have to check what is the size of the items. There are linen of different sizes. One could be 12 by 12 inches. There could be 8 to 9 inches. So this has to be stored separately and each of the shelves has to be maintained key what items are kept on that. Inventory process. The process over a period of time becomes routine procedure. As you know that once you have the inventory which is being done maybe in a fortnightly or monthly basis, but this becomes a routine procedure. It is followed by all departments as per the schedule fixed by the organization. Some are doing the inventory process maybe monthly, some are doing quarterly and some are doing half yearly. It depends on every organization how strong the internal controls are there. If you have a process where all the inventories are being captured on a bin card, you can do a random check to ascertain that what items are kept is proper. A good organized stores and efficient storekeeper ensures quick and accurate inventory. As we said, if the inventory is being taken on a regular basis, on a daily basis, through a bin card or through a system process, any point of time you can just go and verify randomly any product to check the inventory is matching or not. Daily physical stock checks can be arranged expensive regular items. So if there are any items which are of expensive nature, as I said, if there is a cashew nut which is an expensive item which is costing 1000 rupees a kg, these items can be checked on a regular basis. Other items which are not too expensive can be checked on a fortnightly basis. Inventory of beverages. Beverages is very important item because these are all alcohol and the price is very expensive of this. So we need to ensure and understand that the stock of this is checked on a regular basis. You also have to ensure that the stocks are being stored separately and each of the items are tagged to ensure and understand that these items carry the right inventory. Inventory of non-perishables. Non-perishables are these items which are stored, which is kept on a shelf. This could be a grocery items, this could be sugar, this could be salt, which is kept, what items are kept, how much is required, when you need to do a reordering level. This all can be ascertained when you do a proper inventory process. Categories of inventory. One would be beverages in the cellar. So all the alcoholic inventories are being stored in the cellar. A cellar is a place where the temperature is being maintained so that the product doesn't get spoiled. Non-alcoholic beverages would be soft beverages. This could be aerated waters. This could be soda, which you have to check how much is the quantity available, what is the shelf of these products. Bakery items and cake decoration. Bakery items will include your different kind of butters which is kept, cake mix which is kept, cake decoration items are being kept. You can take an inventory separately of this. Biscuits and crackers, you need to ensure understand these are stored properly. Biscuits are very fragile in nature, so you have to ensure and understand that what items are stored separately. Apart from that, it doesn't damage these products. Cereals, pulses, grains, muesli, etc. These are all grocery items. Condiments, spices, food in cans and bottles. All the food in cans and bottles need to be checked for the expiry of the product. What is the shelf of the product? You have to check the bottles, the cans and tins. Hope they are not dented or anything, because if they are dented, they are not in a usable condition. Flour, maida, rava, corn flour. These are grocery items. Nuts and dry fruits need to be checked properly periodically because these are a little bit expensive items. Pickled and preserves to check, ensure that there is no leakage from the bottle. They got what items they kept is as per the requirement. Salt of all types, sugar, tea levels, frozen foods. Frozen foods are kept separately in frozen chillers, in which you need to check and ensure that these products are not damaged and in good condition. Objectives of inventory: to determine the value of stock on hand, to compare the value of stock on hand as per physical inventory and as per records. A process of where you check the physical inventory with the system inventory is called stock taking, to ensure and understand that what physical stock is available is as per records. If there is any mismatch, it means there is quite possibility of pilferage or you have overissued to the kitchen department or the chef in charge. Identify the list of slow moving for action purchased by purchase and other menus. Sometimes it may happen that you have ordered a particular item, but due to a menu change, these items are not being utilized. So it's important that this item communication is given to the purchase department, saying these items are now not moving, or rather they are slow moving and it may get expired. So a communication to from your social department to purchase will assist them to utilize these products. To compare usage with sales and assess food percentage, if there is any particular item which is moving very fast, you have to ensure and understand these items are available with the store at any point of time, because these are required for the sales and going to raise your food percentage. To check spoilage, leak, loss and pilferages, if the items are not matching, the system inventory is not matching with the physical inventory, it means there is a gap and this could be related to a loss and pilferages. To determine the rate of stock turnover for different groups of foods, stock turnover is a process where you have the product, how fast it's being used. For example, if it's rice on a regular basis, that's a fast moving inventory item. But if there is a particular sauce which is not required in a menu item, this could be a slow moving item. To help discard torn and worn out linen, linen after certain washing and all, it starts getting frayed or start getting torn or something. These items should be discarded. But there is a process of discarding the inventory, which should be checked proper approval from the department, and the charge should be discarded through a scrap process. To control the use of material by housekeeping department, the housekeeping material department uses different kind of chemicals which is used for the cleaning of the items. They use tissue papers for giving, they use linen for departing for different room services and all. All these items need to be controlled properly and checked properly, or as to be issued on the basis of the proper intent. These are the images of different product which is kept. If you see, these products are properly organized on top of each other. This enables or assists a particular store department to count the materials, how much is the count. So if you see here, these items are being stored properly, so you can just take a count of the front end and then you can multiply the number of racks behind or shelves behind. Inventory turnover. The management decides the appropriate levels of food stock to be required for inventory. Stocks of non-perishable in excess of 2 weeks requirement. Any product which is excess of 2 days in 2 weeks of inventory, there could be an excess inventory of this. Perishables are always turnover every day. Perishables are ordered on a daily basis. For example, fresh fruits and vegetables, they order on a daily basis. The turnover is on a daily basis. But canned items will turn over on a frequent basis. Physical stock taking at the end of the month assist management, assist adjusting average and inventory. When you do an inventory process, you will understand what is the stock line. So let's say if you understand, if you have around 100 kg of canned pulses, so you know the 100 kg is going to last for me how many days. When you check the inventory turnover ratio for a month, you come to know that we have only issued 20 numbers, for example. So you know that the inventory turnover is less and need to order little less quantity of that. Basically, inventory turnover of every single point is important, whether it is the fresh fruit and vegetables, whether it's for chicken items, whether it's for grocery items, or whether it's for beverages. It helps you to understand how often you need to order, because inventory, again saying, is a money which comes in the stores and lies in the stores. So how fast you can clear the inventory, that will be better, for otherwise it will keep on lying over there and it very soon it will become slow moving, non-moving, and it may lead to expiry. Non-productive inventory. Efficiency in inventory management is reflected by size of the non-productive inventory. Non-productive inventory are those inventory which you have ordered, but now you are not able to use it because there could be a menu change or there could be a change in layout, so due to which the material is still lying in the stores. So this item should be clearly immediately. These are non-productive inventory and going to affect the bottom line of the company. For example, if you receive a linen of particular cloth which are with the embroidery of for a particular catering event, for an outdoor catering event, or if you have made a specialized tissue paper with some kind of a logo. Now if this tissue paper is not being used because a particular event is over, it will keep on lying in the shelf. So after a few days it will just keep on lying and the inventory is being piled up over there. So it's very important that such inventories are being used for required processes, or maybe you have to inform it to the chef in charge or to the operation team that I have an inventory which is lying. In the past 6 months, this inventory is not being used. I would request you to clear the inventory so that at least I can bring some new products in this place. Methods of taking inventory. There are different methods in which inventory is being taken. One is a periodic inventory. Periodic inventory is the most popular one. In this case, there is a process when you do on a regular basis inventory. So if you have done a running process, you have in system around 10 SKUs. In that 10 SKUs, you'll say that in every day I will take inventory of particular SKU, and that's the most popular one. Second is the stock counted at the month end. In this case, the stocks of all the items is being counted at the month end. during the month end, you go and you don't issue any materials. So you inform the user department that on the 31st of the month, I'm not going to issue any materials because I'm going to do a complete inventory count. So the inventory is taken right from the opening stock to the purchases minus the closing stock. That will be an issue and that will show the stock in hand. Discrepancies, if any, is investigated and recorded. It may happen that you have received around 50 pieces of cotton balls. Out of the 50 pieces, you have issued 10 pieces, so you are supposed to have 40 pieces. But on physical check, you may say it's not 40 pieces, but it's around 38 pieces. It means there is a gap of 2 pieces. These 2 pieces needs to be checked where it's gone. Is it over issued, or is it damaged, lost, or pilferage? Methods of taking inventory: a perpetual inventory or continuous inventory, as you said, is a process where you do an inventory on a regular basis, on a daily basis, for such a number of inventory items. To check, this could be inventory items, could be an expensive inventory item. Workload is distributed over the month end, hence counting results are more accurate. Since you have 100 SKU with your stock keeping inventory, if you start taking inventory on a regular basis, on a daily basis, so out of that 100, if you start taking 2 inventories on a daily basis, so month end when you reach, you have to only count approximately a few number of pieces. So it's a process where you do an inventory count of every item on a single day, and month end, the pressure or the accuracy is more perfect. Corrective action is also taken on the day rather than getting postponed to month end. So if you have got of 10, if you have got 100 SKU with you, in that 100 SKU you have checked around 50 SKU on the regular basis and you may find some discrepancies. This discrepancy can be corrected immediately at that point of time. Otherwise, what will happen in the month end, if you do a complete inventory process, you may come to know that there is a big gap and it may be difficult to reconcile that particular gap of the inventory. Stock taking objective, which is to ascertain the actual value of goods in hand. Stock taking allows you to understand what is the stock you have kept. So if you have around 50 kg of sugar, you have to multiply and see what is the value of the goods. It's interested to personal well-worth stores. It's very important for the person to understand what all items are kept. You may have around 100 SKU. You have to understand each and every SKU, how the items are required and how it is to be moved. To record a discrepancy, detect it and promptly investigate. If during the time of investigation or during the time of inventory audit, you may find that the purchase and after purchasing, after requisition and after indenting, you are supposed to have around 20 pieces in hand, but you have only 18 pieces. Such discrepancies can be immediately detected. To initiate necessary corrective actions, if you have known that there is a discrepancy in inventory, you can immediately inform to the concerned department head that I have checked an inventory and I found 20 pieces short or 2 pieces short. What needs to be done on this? To record physical count on the pre-printed sheets, there is a pre-printed sheet which is available in all the organizations. The printed sheet will show you what is the stock lying with you, or what was purchased, what was indented, and the difference stock will lying with you, that will be a balance inventory. Stock taking precautions and effective stock taking. These are different process or precautions which you can take in the stock taking. Stock sheets, use standard number stock sheets with full details for each location of an item. This ensures all items are counted without an exception. So if it's a very big store where you have too many of racks or shelf, you can do a process where each of the shelf is numbered. When each of the shelf is numbered, you know what stock is kept in that, and any particular shelf is not missed. Scales and measures, all items should be counted, weighed and measured. No room for guesswork, estimate or approximations. So it's important that what items are being kept, especially the big bulk items, maybe chicken of rice or sugar, you have to check each and weigh of each of every item, because these are all on the weighing items. So once you check the weight, you know properly whether it's 25 kgs, 23 kgs. There could be like an oil is of approximately over 15 liters tin. But in that 15 liters, if you have used around 10 liters, you need to ascertain or understand that. Handling deliveries, special care isolation items during delivered stock taking. It's very important that there are certain items which are very fragile nature. For example, our glasses. Glasses are very fragile. You need to understand these glasses are being handled carefully, because if they break, then it's a loss or wastage for the company. Entries, record actual count immediately. When you're doing a counting process, as and when the stock has been taken, you have to record immediately so that you don't forget the inventory. Valuation, arrange valuation of counted stock as and possible. Top 25 valuable items can be rechecked. So if you have an inventory of valuation of around approximately 10 lakhs, you have to ensure and understand which are those items which is accumulating to 24 valuable items. These 24 valuable items you can check and keep a record of them, because these are expensive items. Stock taking essential control products. Any item found above maximum permissible quantity must be exhausted quickly. You have to ensure and check that whatever items are being kept, are they in usable conditions, What is the maximum level this stock should be available? It may be available that you have around 100 kgs of stock lying with you, but your requirement is only 50 kgs. It means you have an overstocking. Stock beyond date of expiry needs to be removed from the active inventory and isolated. If there is an expiry of a product of around 6 months, you need to ensure and understand that before 1 month, you have to inform the purchase department or you have to inform the user department that these items are going to get expired. So either we give it back to the vendor or we inform the user department to use and clear the stock. Arrange to get replacement or right of the quantity from the authorized person. If there is any particular product which is damaged or which is expired, then you need to take an approval from the concerned department head saying that these items are not in usable conditions and we need to discard it immediately. Food hygiene check and confirm. Recheck receives an issue of any discrepancy occurs. See, there is a process where you have to find out that after that doing a physical stock checking that around 20 pages space is short. So there is 100 kg which was supposed to be received. In 100 kg you have issued around 50 kgs. 50 kg is your inventory. But on physical checking you come to know that out of 50, 20 only is only available. So in this 20 kgs, what is the problem? Where is it lost? So recheck the receipts and issues in such discrepancies. Keep on checking every inventory item. Like if I have received 100 kgs, with whom I have issued the 50 kgs, it was 50 kgs physically issued or not issued. Once you understand everything, then you can check with the user department that I am finding 20 pieces short. Maybe I have issued it to the department, I have not recorded it. Food cost control. Inefficient utilization of waste resources. Food cost control is a process where you control the whatever the cost of materials you have purchased. Every item which is purchased has carry a cost, is a value for this. If these items are not utilized efficiently, then it will result into a food cost expense. It will affect the profitability of the company. So the different steps you have to control is improper receiving. If you have received, supposed to receive only 10 kgs, but while weighing, you have not weighed it properly and you have received only 9 kgs. So 1 kg will be lost for the company. Improper storage. You have received the items, but you are not storage properly. For example, in the beverage, if there is one bottle which is kept and if it is not stored properly, if it falls, it breaks, that could be a loss for the company. Improper or absence of purchase specifications. There is a purchase specification that says that you have to receive around 100 pieces of prawns in a kg. So you have to receive only 100 prawns, because if you receive around 80 prawns or you receive 90 prawns, 10 pieces of prawns is a loss for the company. Improper process to produce food. Again, you have to check with the chef department that how the items are being produced. Is it being produced as per the food standards? Because if there is a portion control of around giving 100 grams for one portion or starters, instead of 100 grams, if you give 150 grams, the 50 gram is a loss for the company. Unplanned clearing methods. If the product which is lying with you is not being checked properly or being not cleared properly, this also leads to a food cost control process. Conclusion is efficiently inventory control essential for the profitability of all hospitality organizations. Every organization, right from the purchasing to stores to issue, is an entire cycle. If any product which is received not as per specifications, not as per quality, not as per quantity, will result into a food cost loss or will affect the profitability of the company. Thank you.